Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today is January 3rd of 2018. Aren't we blessed? We're so blessed. I mean, you may not feel the best in your body, or you may have some mental situations that is going on that have you down, but look around you. Regardless of where you're at, you see something. Even if your physical eyes are clouded over that you cannot see, you're still seeing something with your mind. Because God is spirit, he has given us a spirit inside of us that we see even when our eyes are closed. We hear things even when the world said that we're deaf. Amen? You ever saw a man that doctors say is deaf and cannot hear from his ears or her ears, but they can get into the rhythm of something? It is some artists out there right now today that are making music. Yes, making music, and their ears are closed from within a world's view. But in God's view, in their spirit, it's connecting with the spirit of his creator and is able to provide some sounds, and we're able to do some things that are just what used to be known as, you know, wiped off. There's no way that you're going to be able to live a successful life and do something. Who are we to say what is successful in life? God has a way of looking beyond all of our thoughts, all of our shortcomings, and provide his spirit inside of us that meets our needs to do whatever it is. You know, in this time, it's signs of God's providence, his provision in our life. It is showing all over this world. Because there's so many different disturbing factors that is going on in our world. But God is showing his signs of provision all over this world. Hallelujah. We should never get so caught up in all of the distractions of the world, all of the negative things of the world, that we forget who created the world. God is the creator of this world. Amen? Amen. Well, let's just stop for a moment, shall we? I am Minister Von Dumas. I'm located in San Antonio, Texas, and I just want to tell everyone that God is good. God is good. This is the Blog Talk, and it's been some years since we started doing this, and so we kind of just enjoy it. I've been a member of this Blog Talk here since March 19th of 2008. So we've been speaking the word here on the Blog Talk since 2008. So thank you, Lord Jesus. We are now in 2018. Look how time flies. Just that quick. You know, we've got 10 years under our belt just from speaking the word. So I invite you to join me anytime. I try to broadcast and just send a little snippet to Facebook and to some of the other social medias out there just to let you know when I'm coming on. So I just encourage you to encourage yourself and encourage friends that are in need of the word to come and join me. Come and join me. Again, my name is Minister Von Dumas, and I just wanted you to know that this is the word of God. And it is through the voice of Von that this is the pure, unadulterated word of God. I don't want you falling behind a word that I may have thought up in my mind. But I really want you to understand that the word of God is something that we need daily. We eat daily. We have to drink water daily. The Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. This, the Bible, is the words that proceedeth out of the Spirit of God. So it's the Spirit of God that we're connecting to live our life. So you say, well, I go to church on Sunday. It's not enough. That is not enough. Because 9 times out of 10, when we go to church, just remember, the enemy is following us there. The enemy is still trying to distract us while you're there in church. Sometimes we get there and we get to looking around and we say, oh, haven't saw that person in a while. So our mind gets captivated of looking at that person or looking to see who they're with. Or we may even get an opportunity to sit by that person And so when we do that, then we start to kind of chitter and chatter about different things. And before you know it, we miss time for praise and worship. And you say, well, they're just singing right now. You know, we'll get into the service in a minute. Tell me what's been going on in your life. And what we don't understand is that every moment that we have the opportunity to go into the church, which is inside of us, and we bring it into this building, and all of us, if we all had a little of God inside of us, we all come in there because we're sick in some way. It means that this flesh is trying to entice us to get into some sin. We're living in sin. We're fornicating. We're prostituting ourselves in different ways. Our mouth is nasty. We have our spirit is not renewed yet. It's so many different things of why we go to the hospital. And that's what the church is. It's a hospital to get well. But if you're physically not feeling well and you go into to see the doctor, I dare that even of who you see, I dare to question you. If you saw that friend you hadn't saw in a long period of time and you're in the doctor's office and you're not feeling well and the doctor, the nurse or whatever calls you back to see the doctor, would you tell them, I'll be there in a minute, you know, I just want to talk to her, I haven't saw her in a while? I don't think you would. I think you would tell that person, hey, I've got to go, it's time for me to see the doctor. Because in our opinion, that doctor is more important at that time for our health, the way that we're feeling, than that friend that we haven't saw in a long time. Amen? But why is it then when we go into the house of the Lord that we don't consider that we're in a sanctuary, we're on holy ground, that we're in the presence of the Lord with other people that we're fellowshipping with? Why is it then that we just say they're just singing? What are they singing? They're singing because that song is to get into your spirit. That song is to get into where you should have bought some glorious moments inside of you. Just thinking about the Lord takes you into those glorious moments. So if you have that joy of the Lord inside of you when you come in, yes, you see that friend that you haven't saw in a while, and you hug it out, and together your spirit can now connect to your friend's spirit, and together you fellowship and you start to praise and worship the Lord. You start to praise and worship the Lord together. That's how you mingle. That's how you come together. It's not a time for you to just dismiss the song. They're just singing. Why aren't you singing? You said, because I'm trying to get refellowship here with my friend. The most connection you could ever do, the best connection is to come together and just worship the connector, the creator. Hallelujah. You should be praying for the word of your shepherd before they even hit the pulpit, because you know there's some things inside of you that you need. You need God to help you do this. You need God to strengthen you in this way. You need God to show you a way, to make a way so these bills can get paid. You need God to show you of what's going on with your body. Just out of a sudden, things start to happen to you that you're not even able to walk. Maybe you're not even able to speak right now. Maybe it's a pain inside of you that is unexplainable that even the doctors haven't figured out yet. Maybe you've got psoriasis, and it is covering your body from almost head to toe. And now what on the outside is happening is starting to happen on the inside. Or maybe that friend or that loved one you've had a disagreement with, and now it's just starting to boil over into something more than what it started out to be. And you've decided, I can't take this anymore. I can't even walk in my house without being in a fight. So you got all of that stuff inside of you. It's you needing the word of God. You're needing the touch of God. But you're sitting in the sanctuary looking at what somebody else has on. You're sitting in the sanctuary imagining being with somebody else's spouse. You're sitting in the sanctuary
with your heart full of hatred when this is an opportunity to love? And you sometimes will be the loudest one. You're in a conversation with somebody else, but the leader say, if you agree with that, say amen. And you're the first one, amen. But you know not even what it is that you're agreeing with. This is a day and time that we need to take life serious. Because we're alive on this side today, and we are alive in eternity today. We're here today and gone today. Here today and gone today. You may leave that service and never make it home. You may left your home to go to that service and never made it. Hallelujah. You thought your body was fine and it just failed on you just out of the blue. We need to make sure that we're taking every opportunity to be who it is that God wants us to be, to learn what it is that God wants us to learn, to be where it is that we're supposed to be. That's why it's so important, sisters and brothers, that we not just follow behind someone else on our journey, that we make sure that we're getting in connection with the Lord to find out where we should be, what we should be doing, what should I be saying right now in the presence of others, how should I act. I want to do a self-examination of myself. How did I do today before we lay our heads down in our prayers? You know, some of us that say we've been serving the Lord for 10, 30, 40, 50 years, and we're still getting up in the morning with a child's prayer. Thank you, God, for waking me up, and that's all it is. We're still laying our heads down saying a child's prayers, just like we're just starting to serve the Lord. Now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord that my soul you take. And we lay our heads down. And so we've been serving the Lord for all of these years, and we're still on milk. We're being breastfed. We still don't have enough that we can get out and stop being chickens and become eagles. So our eagles, we don't need milk. We can be fed some meat. We can grow up. We can take some things. Every little accusation doesn't knock us down. It doesn't make us run and hide just because we've been lied on, just because someone has talked about us. We don't turn aside and run. Know that we've been reading the Word. We've been in the Word. We've been following the Lord. We don't just carry the big Bibles. We open them up. We just don't read the Bible. We start to live the Bible. We start and ask God, now that I've read it, how can I apply it? Help me apply this to my life. You see, our Father doesn't want us to be food, or he doesn't want us to be ambushed by the enemy. The enemy doesn't mind if you read your Word, as long as you don't believe the Word. Because the more you read, the more opportunities for you to show your belief is going to be given to you. Hallelujah. That's the truth, my sisters and brothers. So if you're reading the Word, and then you get up and you go get in your car and you get stuck in traffic and somebody cuts you off, now it's going to be your opportunity to show, do you really believe the Word, that God is a God of peace? The God is a God of compassion. The God has mercy on you. So if God has mercy on you, he's asking you to have mercy on others. He's asking you to show compassion for others. If God has forgiven you for your wrongdoings, why is it because someone has done something wrong to you and they come to you and ask for forgiveness? Why is it that refuse to forgive them? I'm not saying that it's always going to be easy. You said, I don't think they mean it. That's why I didn't forgive them, Minister Vaughn, because I don't think they meant it. They just said it. They didn't mean that. But you know, it doesn't even matter. At some point in your life, you've got to figure out that that's between them and their God. But what you're going to do is you're not going to store up poison inside of you. See, you holding that grudge, it gives you a headache. It takes away from the time that God has given you to live life. It takes away from it. How? Because now all you're doing is setting up thinking of ways to get back at them. All you're doing is spending time on the phone trying to think of who you haven't told of how dirty they did you. It takes away time from you enjoying the sunshine. Just getting out and just enjoying the sunshine. Just getting out and looking at the Lord. I promise you, if you open your ears and listen close enough, you'll hear God even in the wind, as the wind comes through howling. If you listen carefully, you'll hear even the wind praising the Lord. If you just go outside and forget about, oh, it's so hot outside, and just take a moment to just let the sun hit you as you walk into the car, from the car, wherever you're going. You'll just understand that the radiance of the Lord is so bright. The radiance of the Lord is so deep that his rays just shine beyond your skin into your spirit. And one day we're going to be in his glory. We're going to see him face to face. Our minds, our bodies, our eyes, we can't even take in the fullness of the Lord right now. This body that we have is not even equipped for that. We can't even receive all that he has for us right now. Hallelujah. But one day, we're going to have a new body. And we're going to lay this one down, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And he's going to pick us up and he's going to take us to a place that we can see him face to face. You know, if you go outside and you look at the wind and you see the wind blowing the trees and the grass, as the grass is swaying back and forth, can you just see it in rhythmic tone with the Lord as he's saying, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. As the trees offer up its branches and its leaves to just flow. You know, a leaf just doesn't fall. It does a little flow as it's going, as it's praising the Lord for its life that it's had. For the beauty is going to show even as it's turned colors and will lay on the ground. Why is it that you and I are still stuck on our just, some don't even get up and say thank you, Jesus, for another day, for watching over me during the night? Why is it that even the rocks will cry out, thank you, Jesus? And some of us are blessed beyond measures. It is people who ration food, you know, once a day. And just a little bit at that. But they're so grateful because they have something to eat. And we can eat every time we pass a fast food restaurant. We think, oh, that looks good, and we stop and get something there. We can go down in every place that we go to visit. Someone opens the door, and the first thing they say, what can I get you? Have a seat. Do you want water? Can I get you something to eat, something to drink? And we may eat again. We may drink again. We come back home and we look in the fridge, and we're not in the house too long before we head into the kitchen to see what it is we can put in our mouth. What can we eat? What can we drink? But we never say, thank you, Jesus. We never offer up ourselves to see who we can help. We never open our doors to see, who can I feed today? How does God want to use me today? Hallelujah. You know that same sister, that same brother that you're sitting in church talking to, and you know you've already established that the choir is just singing. Let them sing. It's okay if we talk right now. The choir is just singing. The preacher's just preaching. I've heard him say that before. I know that scripture. Yeah, John 3:16. I know it. And so you decide to carry on that conversation with. You know, the enemy is not just going to steal your joy from getting in praise and worship. That's not good enough. You know, the enemy is not just going to steal your joy from hearing the answers that you've been praying and asking God to give you an answer to these questions that you have. Your shepherd, your leader, is now delivering those answers to you, but the enemy has blocked your mind. He's blocked your ears. He's blocked your eyes, and you'll never receive that because he sent someone else here to talk to you. Why do you think you haven't saw that person in a long time? Why do you think they just appeared today? So what you're talking to that person about, that gibber and that jabber that you're talking to that person about, is worthless. You're taking money, time that God has given you, and you're just throwing it away. So it's just like somebody giving you an armful of money, and you have all of these bills that needs to be paid. You have all this health care that you could be buying medicine with. You have all these neighborhoods that you're praying, God, show me how I can be a blessing to those neighborhoods. And someone is just putting all this money in your arms, and it's so much that you can't even hold it. It's spilling over into your lap, but you're refusing to go and do the things that you've been praying that you can do with it. Why are you refusing? Because you're wasting time. And every second that you waste, some money flies away from you. And how are you wasting that time? By gossiping with your sister or your brother. How are you wasting that time? By looking to try to check out what somebody else is wearing today. By talking about somebody else while you own. You're in a sanctuary, but you're talking about somebody else. Money is just flying away. Your opportunities is just flying away. Your answers to those prayers is just flying away, because the shepherd is up here delivering what God has gave he or her to give to you. But instead, you've allowed the enemy to distract you. And so now, instead of getting into the service and getting the answers that you came to hear, that you've been praying about, you decide to just complain one more time. You decide to go to your sister or your brother and complain one more time. You decide to sit there in that service and take out the time to tell about how dirty somebody did you, how wrong you've been treated, how it all went down, as you want to scandalize somebody else's name because you feel like you've been hurt and you deserve to. God has love and compassion over you. And at the bottom of the day, you are fearful. The enemy has set up so much fear in you, and he's disguised it into something that you're worthy of. You are worthy to pray, to go and talk about that person because they did this to you. You deserve to go and tell somebody all the dirt that they've done. He's just disguising himself because he's covering up your blessings. And now you're sitting in fear. You know, our God has passion over you. So all the passion that he has over you, all the love that he has over you, that he has bestowed on you, why is it that you are allowing somebody else to go forth and you can't forgive them and you can't show any grace and love over them? You know, the Lord is good to all of us. Why? Because he made us. Let's look at Psalm 145. And 9, Psalm 145 and 9 says, the Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Now, his compassion equals his mercy. The Lord is good to all. You said that you are a new creation in Christ. Then, except Christ be made new in your life. He has to be made new in your life. If you're a new creation of Christ, as our old lives are gone, and now your new life has begun. So now when you walk in there and you know that you and that sister or brother has this thing that you kind of lose yourself in the service because you're into each other, don't sit beside that sister and brother. Move yourself somewhere else. You are a new creation. And Christ has been made new in you. And it's something that God wants you to know. Before you go out of that doing, go back into your journey. You see, the enemy may be telling you that, you know, you can't praise God right now because you're living such a mess for life. You're in the midst of a mess. You know what your mess is. I don't know your mess. I know my mess. It may be fornication. It may be adultery. It may be lying. It may be stealing from the company you're working from. You know, it may be you, the physical abuser. Are you the recipient of someone who's physically abusing you, verbally abusing you? Are you just maybe the one that's self-inflicting your own pain? You may be the one who's popping the cap on that alcohol bottle. Every time you unscrew that bottle, think about it. You're doing that to you. Every time you break the seal on that new pack of cigarettes, remember, you are self-inflicting your own pain. Don't think that it's just going to be right then and there. But the enemy says, you need this. You need this. You need this nicotine in you. You need this. And he doesn't finish the sentence. You need this to kill you. You need that alcohol to kill you. You need those drugs in your system to kill you. That's his job. What else do you think he's coming to tell you? Did you really think that that's all the sentence was, that you need this? You're needing this fix because of this? No. He said, I come to kill, steal, and destroy. So you're doing the self-inflicting. You're the one that's standing in your way. And then he'll tell you, well, you know, you can't praise right now. You can't give God any praise right now. You're not right. Wait until you get out of this mess you're in. Don't believe that word, my sisters and brothers. Don't you dare stand there and believe that. Because if you're honest with yourself, it's your praise that's holding you together right now. It's your praise that gives you hope. Come on, you know it's your praise that won't you let you get comfortable in that mess that you're in. It's your praise that's keeping your head above water. It's that little secret praise that you're giving in your heart. Even in the midst of sitting around everybody shooting up, you still got something in your heart that you're seeing, that you're still speaking to the Spirit of God. It's that praise that won't let you get comfortable in that mess. Everybody else may be sitting around laughing, kicking it up, saying, big deal. So what if I go to hell? I'll have lots of company. You're the one that's sitting there saying that's an ignorant thought. They know not what they say. They know not what they say. That's just like saying I can go out in the midst of an interstate and get hit by all the cars. Big deal. I won't be the first one who's got hit by cars. Does that make sense? Does that sound like that's going to be fun to you? Does that sound like if I go and jump off of the bridge that it won't be the first one? Does that sound like something you would want to do? I don't think so. I think not. But it's you who are sitting there saying, there's more to this life than this. And I know that after this life is over, hell is not going to be somewhere that I can just sit and party. No, 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 no. I know that there is an eternity for me. That I don't have to, if I'm in pain now, I know that eternity is somewhere for me, that I can lay all these burdens down. I remind each and every one of you, you can reach out to me for any prayer requests, praise reports at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, walkwithmegod@aol.com. If you're in the chat rooms, God bless you. Again, my name is Minister Vaughn Dumas. I am out of San Antonio, Texas. And I encourage you to come and join with us. Call in on the lines and come with us. There are times that I open the lines for you. Let's continue as we come to a close tonight, okay? Amen. You know, your praise, again, is the only thing that's keeping you together. You keep on praising. You keep on worshiping God. You're not where you should be. Keep telling yourself, I'm coming out of this mess. I'm coming out of this. I'm not going to always be here. Because you can't afford to wait until you get clean. You can't afford to wait until you get out of that mess. You can't afford to not praise God. You can't afford to stop giving him thanksgiving. You know, God shed his blood on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And when he shed his blood on the cross, that blood cleansed you. It cleansed you from the things that you're going through right now. See, he knew that you was going to sin because we were born into sin. And so all of the blood that was shed, it was shed to cover all of your sins. So don't let somebody look down their nose at you and tell you you're never going to be anything. You're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to be able to do those things that you talked about. You're never going to be able to go those places that you say that God has put in your spirit that he's going to take you. You're never going to be able to do those things. Don't allow those things to penetrate you. Let it hit and get back off of you. Because let those words be encouraging words to you. Let those words be a word that gets you out of the pit that you're in and start at least climbing to get out. Don't just sit there and get comfortable. Always take something. If you've got to stand on something else to get to where you need to be to get out of that mess, you keep on climbing to get out of that mess. You keep on holding on to the blood that was shed for you. Remember, that blood cleansed you. So regardless of what you look like, remember, tell yourself, I am clean. I'm clean. I'm already clean. I see myself the way that God sees me, and he sees me through the blood of Jesus Christ. So I am clean. There's a song out by Natalie Grant, and that's exactly what it just reminds us, that I am clean. I'm clean. Regardless, if the world may call me something else, the world may put labels on me, I'm not going to live in fear of that because I am clean. I'm clean by the blood of God. So all you need to do now, you said, Minister Bonnie, if I'm so clean, why am I still here? Because you still have on your death clothes. All you need to do now is just take off your death garments. Take off those death garments. You don't have to be where you're at. There is a choice for you. There is options for you. You said, I don't want to go into no shelter. But you're under the bridge right now. You're living couch to couch right now. There's help in that shelter at least. Somebody will see that you need help. That's your sign of saying, help me. And there's resources in every city, every state to help you get to somewhere. Help you with housing so you don't have to be in the shelter for long. Help you with food. There's resources there. But by you hiding out from household from couch to couch, you're hiding from your help. No one knows that you need help. You got to cry out, help me. That may be your help resource. Wherever you're at, wherever your housing is, it doesn't mean you're always going to be there on the low income, low budget. But don't be ashamed if that's where you have to start out at. Don't be ashamed if you have to go back to your parents' home. Surrender. Help me. That's what they're there for. You said, I don't want to have to hear their mouth. Hear your spirit hollering, help me. That should be more important than hearing anybody's mouth. Help me. And then if you start to hear yourself and surrender from your spirit that you need help, even though whoever may have a mouth or saying this or that, God, just start to pray that God soften their hearts. Because that God, just show them what he sees in you. And then as you start to live every day, they're going to start to see a new creation in you. They're going to start to see, you know what, she's not what she used to be. She may not be all the way there, but there's a difference. There's a light shining inside of her. It's something in the way she speaks now that gets our attention. All you need to do is take off those death garments. And sometimes as you are preparing to take off your death garments, those that say that they love you or are friendly to you, or it may be a coworker or whoever it may be, you'll find sometimes those same people, as you unbutton the garments to release them, they're there to help you. They always show up with a joint. They always show up with pornography. They always show up with your weakness in their hand. And that's just buttoning, fastening back up that garment to make sure you keep it on, to make sure that you're not getting ready to step out into your new beginning and leave them there. You watch and see who always shows up when you've decided that you're not going to go out and cheat on your spouse again. Who always calls? Who always sends you that text? Who is always trying to get you out of the house when you just cleared up everything with your spouse, with your loved one? Take off your death garments. Realize that you are alive, that you're not just dying. You've waited on that time. You've been down so low that you said, you know what, I may not even wake up tomorrow. But you did. Because realize that you are alive. That means God has looked down and said, not you today. You're going to stay there until you get it right. Today is your get right day. You are alive for a reason. You know, Psalms 145:21 tells us, it says, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen. You don't have to live in fear that I'm scared to step out there because I'm not going to be able to succeed in the things that I think that I should do. You don't have to live in fear because, you know, every time that you try, you're knocked down. You don't have to live in that fear. You don't have to live in that fear. You know, Romans 8:15 tells us the spirit you receive doesn't make you slaves of fear. God's spirit that he has given to you, you have received that spirit, and it does not make you slaves of fear. It makes you a sonship. It gives you a daughtership. That's why we cry, Abba, Father. You're no longer a slave to fear. Your fear has drowned in your perfect love of God, the perfect love that Jesus shed on the cross for you. Your fears were under the blood. It's drowned under the blood. Take off your death garments. You've been rescued. Take off your death garments. You're a child of God. Take off your death garments. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit himself testifies with your spirit that you are children of God. Romans 8:17 says, now if we are children, we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. Romans 8:18 says, God will reveal the glory inside of you. He said, I reckon nothing will compare to what you've gone through. When you see the glory that's inside of you. So the spirit that you receive doesn't make you slaves, but makes you a sonship. You're no longer a slave. Take off your death garments. The Spirit himself testifies with your spirit that you are children of God. So what is your spirit telling you? Now, the Spirit himself, God is spirit. God himself is testifying. He's standing before the world testifying about you, calling your name out. God himself is testifying with your spirit that you're blessed, that you're the head, that you're not the tail, that you are a child of his, that you belong in the kingdom, that he has a place for you, that he has eternity for you. God himself
Yeah.
His voice is bigger than any voice that you could ever hear here. His word stands stronger than any word you ever hear from any negative feedback here. God himself loves you so much that he, his spirit, is testifying with your spirit that you are his, that you are a child of God, that you are somebody, that you're going somewhere. So the next time that your spirit, you start to feed your spirit and you crack that top to pour some down off in your temple, when you crack that seal to get another cigarette to put down off in your spirit, remind yourself, you only need those things to kill you. You only need those things to destroy you. But God himself is testifying with your spirit that you are a child of God. You are somebody. And that you are an heir with God. You're an heir of God. You are co-heir with Jesus Christ. So it said, indeed, since you are a co-heir with Jesus Christ, you're going to share in some suffering. He suffered. So don't be surprised when you go through suffering. It says that you're going to go through trials and tribulations. You're going to share in his suffering. Know that he's overcome the world. He did it before you did it. And he was able to overcome the suffering just to show you that you can overcome your sufferings. So as you share in his sufferings, remember, I'm just going through this suffering right now in order that I also may share in his glory. Huh. He's not in suffering anymore. He's in glory right now. Your suffering is going to be over. You're going to share in his glory. You're going to share in his glory. In our closing, Isaiah 65:17. It says, behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. When we're in our new heaven, when we're celebrating here on this new earth, all this former life that we're living right now, it shall not be remembered or come to mind. We're not even going to think about the things that we miss here. That's why we get this misconception of the ones that's gone on, that's in the presence of the Lord, that they're missing us, that they're thinking, oh, if I could just come back. They wouldn't want to come back. They're in the presence of the Lord. The things of this world will not be remembered. The things of this world will not even be thought of. They won't even come to your mind because you're absent of this world, absent of this body. But you're not just gone. You are now present with the Lord. You're present with the Lord. You're present with the Lord. God is a good God. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today, I ask you to repeat after me. Dear Father, I thank you for being God. I believe that you gave your only begotten Son and that he died on the cross for me, that he shed his blood for me. And I know that I am a sinner. I ask you to come and live inside of me. Make me a new creation of you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I confess with my mouth that I am nothing without you. Show me how to love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, that's our broadcast for tonight. God bless each and every one of you and keep you strong in the Lord. You can contact me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You are not by yourself. You do not have to live in fear. You have the keys to open up that door and release that fear. Take off your death garments and be alive. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.